don't have to do this, you know. I don't have to kneel here, wearing nothing but that collar and leash you gave me, and a smile. Looking up to you, with that knowing, playful glint in my eyes. The same sort that I see in your own. I do love your eyes. And the rest of you, from what I can see. You are amazing. I know I don't need to offer myself like this for either of us to be satisfied. I know we go back and forth, submitting, dominating, cuddling, playing our little game. Taking turns, as it were. I know I'm stronger than you. I could easily turn the tables of our little game if I wanted to. But I don't. Because I love you. And I trust you. And to be honest, I want this too. So tonight, I'm all yours. Ah, that's right, sweetheart. Tonight is all about you. You give so much, at your job, to your friends, to me. That's why, tonight, I want you to take from me, be it from my mouth, with my warm lips and hot tongue, or my strong arms, offering support and a secure embrace, leading down to my hands and their nimble fingers, or my cock, with its heat and throbbing head, and my heavy balls, yearning for your touch, or maybe all of the above. After all, they're all yours tonight. But you already know all this, don't you? I see you coming over with that pretty smile that lights up your eyes, so mischievous and seductive. What's that in your hand? Oh, a blindfold. Something else to my already limited attire. You slip it about my eyes, securing it. As the world goes dark to me, and... Oh, you kiss me passionately, and send shivers down my spine. And as you caress my jaw, I can't help but grin ear to ear with excitement. This moment between us is only broken by the gentle tug on my collar, gently, and I know we're heading towards the bedroom nearby. On hands and knees, I obediently follow along. Thanking God we splurged on the plush carpeting. We come to a stop. I hear you sit on the edge of the bed. I know what comes next. That little tug on the leash is all I need. I'll inch forward, searching blind for your leg, until I bump into your thigh, kissing my way along. My hands running along your smooth, soft skin, up your inner thigh, relishing the feeling as touch, sound, and taste are all my world now. I can tell by your gasps and soft moans that I'm getting close. My mouth draws close to your most private place. That and how hot your skin's getting under my touch. And my lips. Oh, and your scent. I can smell your desire, that liquid heat that betrays your lust, drives my hunger, makes me hard, and causes my mouth to salivate at the thought of tasting you. Oh, yes, ma'am. Put your legs over my shoulders. Tug that leash a bit to direct me in place. Take my head in your hands as my hot breath sweeps mere inches away from your sweet pussy. I don't need my sight to know how close I am to your sweetness. My hands are resting on your hips. God. I want to taste it so bad. May I? Ma'am, may I eat your pussy? I ask with heavy breath, so eager. I want to devour you. But I want to be your good boy tonight. And how could I be one without my manners? But you want to play with me. All right, sugar. I'll play along. I'll be good for you. I'll beg. Please, please, may I eat your pussy, ma'am? I want to taste you so badly. I need it. Please. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, ma'am. Oh, yes, I love your pussy. I feel your hands on my head when holding on to my hair gently. The other stroking approvingly as I begin running my broad, flat tongue up slowly, making it to a slight point to circle that clit of yours gently. You taste divine. With you soaked like this, and those moans I hear, I can tell you won't last long. Gotta get back to work. Circular motions with my broad, flat tongue, gentle sucks and slurps of your sweet pussy. I can feel your hand forming a fist, gripping my hair firmly, pushing me almost subconsciously for me to stay there, to keep my tongue lavishing your delicious wetness and hungrily delving in deeper for more of you. I can feel you shifting, crossing your calves on my firm upper back, as you use me and the bed to help support you rub against me needfully to the attentions of my hot tongue, lips, and breath. Oh, don't worry, sweetheart. I've got you. My strong hands and arms hold your hips securely as I moan with delight. Tell by your heat, your groans and moans, and how hot you are against me. Oh, you're gonna come at any moment now. Oh, come on, darling. Don't hold back on me. I want it as badly as you need it. You stroke my hair gently while I smile and lovingly lick and kiss all about your pussy, savoring you as any would a delicious meal. I'd ask for seconds, darling. But I can tell you have other plans. I feel you slowly take your legs from my shoulders, spreading them as you slip them down the sides of my arms until your feet reach the carpet below. My hands move from your hips, sliding with the motion of your legs to slide my hands softly along your thighs, waiting. I hear no command, but feel my collar being pulled slightly, hearing the chain wind about your fist, slowly as I crawl up between your legs. Strong arms pressing into the plush top of our bed at either side of you. Feeling you guide me along my path. Kissing and licking you. All the way up your body, lingering to kiss and suckle at your breasts, nuzzling between them before kissing and using my tongue to find your sweet nipples, suckling and swirling my tongue deftly around them in my mouth as I revel in your soft groans. I'm only broken away by your tug once more on the leash, which I follow up to your collarbone, kissing my way along it and up to your neck. My arms slip behind your shoulders while I feel your free hand trace down my back, shamelessly squeezing my ass. You can feel how hard and slick my cock has become as it slides over your pussy when I followed your silent command to crawl on top of you on the bed. You can feel my thick length pulse with excitement, radiating its heat along with that of your own. I can't help but instinctively flex my hips slowly to rub along your hot, wet pussy. God, I just want to bury myself into you right now. But I have to remind myself, this is all about you tonight. You're in control. I'll just have to wait and obey. And be your good boy. And with that, I feel your hand cease its groping of my ass, leaving it with a sharp, playful spank as both of your delicate hands move up to my blindfold as I kiss up your jaw into your lips before kissing you deep as I feel you untie my blindfold. And as my sight is returned to me, I look at you and those beautiful eyes, your face beaming with delight in that playful grin. Any other services you need from me, ma'am?